So there is one situation which kind of leaked from the outside, seems like maybe to me, maybe you could consider it. And it ties into this question we ask people a lot, which is if a patient achieves MRD negativity with induction triple therapy, do they benefit from transplant?
That's a great question, and I think that is again part of the same question as to do you do anything about the result, right? I think in the absence of that knowledge, I would extrapolate the phase three trials and say everybody benefits from a transplant. The closest we have is that we know that patients who get a complete response or don't get a complete response with induction therapy, they both benefit from a transplant. And again, post-transplant, if you have a complete response or don't have a complete response, both patients do benefit from maintenance therapy. So if you were to extrapolate that, I would say, we want to deliver the best package of treatment in the upfront setting. And that best package for somebody who is transplant eligible would be the induction therapy, a transplant, and maintenance therapy.
So if you had a patient who was kind of on the fence about transplant, they didn't want to miss work, et cetera, would you feel better about it if they were MRD negative?
Yes, I would feel better about it if they're MRD negative. Because we know that those patients will do better whether you do transplant or not. They're going to do better. I think about it as a prognostic factor in that particular situation.